In Philadelphia, the debate over Mayor Jim Kenney's proposed 3 cents per ounce tax on sugary drinks is heating up. Here's WHYY's Katie Colinari.
So far, more than 1,000 people have signed an online petition fighting the tax. The public relations firm Sisler Media created the petition for a coalition of business interests, including restaurants, soda bottlers, and delivery truck drivers. And the firm has also started running radio ads paid for by the American Beverage Association.
I don't know about you, but I pay enough in taxes. And now Philly is talking about a 3 cent per ounce grocery tax on the kind of drinks we buy for our family. Are you kidding me?
At a press conference in Olney, Mayor Kenney pushed back against what he calls big soda and the argument that the tax would hurt the very residents he says he's trying to help.
Well, they've been taxing the poor for generations. And what we're looking to do is to take some of that profit, to put it back into the neighborhoods that have been their biggest customers, to improve the lives and opportunities for the people who live there.
Kenney says the tax would bring in more than $400 million, although opponents say it would be less than $300 million. He wants to use the money to pay for universal pre-K, community schools, and a major overhaul of parks, rec centers, and libraries. But Kenney has yet to convince people like Maribel Alago, who was loading bottles of a sugary sports drink into her cart at a ShopRite just a few blocks away from his press conference.
Like the cigarettes, they put a tax, and what happened to that for the schools and all that? Now another tax? I don't know.
Alago says she doesn't believe the revenue would be well spent. But another shopper, Nancy Jean Simon, was more optimistic.
You know, if it's for education, personally, I don't mind, you know, paying for it. So
ultimately, the fate of the tax will be in the hands of Philadelphia City Council, which is already being bombarded from both sides of the debate. Katie Colinari, WHYY News.